Dear Mr. Politician, I'm a bastard. As you despisely say, who you cast from your office the other day at the early hours of late. Grumbling and young to be great, laying bricks of rare friends to hand over vine, yields the best wine. Nowadays, older wine is never kind to our taste. Generosity like a tree has grown to be a grave in their mouth. Spineless words don't make a good leader. One must have a backbone. These words are thorns behind tongues of those on musical chairs, those whose knowledge fell on deaf ears, for politicians cage in pretense of superiority, whose thinking is blind to see that authority is a bench which can only stand to four legs, those who dim the lights of others so it won't shine seen on their path, for politicians whose heart cannot lend a hand at leisure, as free as air to a bird in despair. We have been dancing to your clock waiting for your time, but your conscience is barely surviving to fit our rhyme. Like Judas, your kiss of betrayal worth a cost price, casting pearls before swine in our eyes. In unguarded moments, your voice sounded as a bell of tall tales. Gone are those days when tales were told and all the nightmares of each empty head sang the sea of emptiness. These days, tales are tissues of lies wetted in our sorrows. Tales of truth with open roof and broken windows. 247, 7 days accustomed with your lies seduce our nerves to weak. Stop lying to our ears when yours are covered in greed. They are deep indeed for a listen. Stealing and looting you think won't be the least sin. You have suddenly grown wings on your feet as if our dreams chafed to meet. A fly with no wings is only a walk, like Mandela's walk to freedom. We got freed but dumb, speaking deafening silence with choices not to choose. Silence labeled us as fools. Wise fools are clearly confused when their optimism is raised like the green, white, green flag. Gaddafi's the nuts and bolts of your government, whose corruptibility is hidden to nothing, perpetually rewarding the thieves so we could have more eves as leaders. A government who's emotionally crippled to the people used as antique object, cooking the books economical with the truth, like the missing national budget. Dear Mr. Politician, our fancy utopia is more flavored to bread and butter you uttered. The chess you played with the promises you made are the necklaces choked to our dying days. It's often said, no man is an island, but what an island we have become, standing alone, bare of our benefit like a cactus in the desert. A deserted youth, an apple of discord. The youth are the leaders of tomorrow is a mirage, your tool, the masses birth to April Fool. So many of the skeletons in your wardrobe have occupied space we need to hang in reality to clear our mountain of doubt beyond a shadow of a doubt. We are practicing true democracy, you say. Yes, a new synonym for hypocrisy. You were appointed into office, not anointed to have feasts, an honest thief dressed in the attire of selfless service. Night before night, you stayed up clumsy like the moody cloud, ready, anticipating the truth steady. But you have poisoned your reputation and it's sour already. You have the world by the tail, swimming in the blue Nile of riches and fame, forgetting these puzzles are the alphabet spelling your name. Why sail the nation down the river? We have become the thirst breeze of insecurity, wrapped up in the scarves and coats of fear, the seeds of innocence watered with blood. Our loved ones were summoned to dive in deep waters beyond, fading swiftly with no memories on their epitaph. We are strangers to living like Alice in Wonderland. The wind of insecurity has blown away our voice as a nation, causing the wings of protection to soar with the flood of remembrance. And our scars might have torn to a home of forgotten stars, but the drums of transgression are never beyond redemption. With courage and light, we can make it right. Screw your courage to the sticking place of one people. Light those lost stars so they can find their homes and bear fruits of a good face. Wisdom will not be a name to your head if you allow your pride to boast in the land of the dead. Search your feet, step a foot with a tooth of hope while taking a bite of the future between your teeth. Add feathers to your cap like the red cap chief after his oath to fathers. You are the core of our stage, the answer to this riddle wrapped in an enigma in this page of curiosity filled with histories of our golden age. history of unity and harmony, of our forefathers' dignity and how it became their patrimony. Supposing you invoke the sky of your sincerity to rain down virtue on this crop of democracy, the consciousness to your integrity will grow to set the tune of a good legacy. Yours sincerely, Pages.